from IPM News. I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Monday, May 4th at 8:55. We have Logan Kimmel on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Logan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Commodity markets today are mixed. Here to begin, we've got July corn down 2 at 4.78 and a quarter. New crop December corn down a penny and a half at 4.97 and a quarter. Soybean markets higher on the day. Front month July now 8.25 higher at 12.11 and a half. New crop soybeans November up 5.25 at 11.88. A little softer in the wheat market. Chicago wheat on July down 3.5 at 6.34 and a quarter. In the Kansas City wheat's July contract down 6.5, 6.88. Outside markets on the energy sector there. The June WTI crude oil has had a volatile start to the day here already. Right now, backing off here, flat at 102.30. July up a dollar at 97.59. When we look at the grain markets here this week and for the coming weeks, weather is going to be a big factor in that planting window. We do have some frost expected across the Corn Belt here this week. And some areas going to be tied in with some heavy rains. This is going to look to slow the planting progress in some areas, which has already been pushed back due to cooler temperatures in a lot of areas. The damage to the HRW wheat really has already occurred with some rains coming across the southern plains. When we look here at the commodities and the grain sector, the real strength here to begin the week has been in the bean market. And that's been recent strength in the soybean oil. That's also been tied in together with spec funds holding large long positions in the bean complex. And so what we see now is the new crop November soybeans for this move pushing up into a new high here this morning at 11.88. That this week has been beginning of the week, the strength in the grain market sector. We also saw the spec funds adding large long positions to the corn market as of last week. Jump to the headline news. Markets on the grains are waiting for the May 14th Trump and Xi meeting. And what they're really looking for is what's included in potential more purchases of soybeans this coming year. Beyond what was already mentioned, as well as is there going to be corn included in a trade deal, which is probably not yet factored into our marketplace and balance sheets. That's expected to be here in 10 days. The market's going to keep an eye out for that and what progresses with that meeting between Trump and China. Jumping to the livestock market here today, we've got June live cattle down 32. At 252, and we've got the August feeders down 117 at 371. The cash cattle trade was pretty hot last week in the Southern Plains, about $10 higher from the prior week at 256, and the Western Corn Belt was $9 to $11 higher at 255 to 257. Opposite story for the hog markets. They're quiet here today. June flat at 101.32. July down 15 cents at 103.22. And August still hanging around the 103.57. That market's been trending lower. Something to keep an eye on here is downside of the hog market. With that, I'll wrap up and I appreciate you having me.
Thanks so much, Logan. Have a great rest of your day and a good week. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny and breezy with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 77 degrees. Blowing dust advisory in effect across central Illinois from 11 a.m. this morning until 6 p.m. this evening. 1A is coming up on AM 580 and classic music on FM 90.9. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.